Hi there, this is Erin Nicole, and you're listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. On this show, I interview people from all over the world. Sometimes I do spirit-led sermons from my divine. Sometimes I share music with you to help bring you some hope and healing, and it's all under the umbrella of my life mission that became our life mission when I got married last year, which is to help empower you to find happiness from within. The service population we primarily work with are people with depression or those that are family members or friends. And as a woman with depression, I haven't allowed a diagnosis to hold me back from having an outstanding life. There are days that are easier than others. And so I share you the truth on this show, relevant research, if there's articles that come to mind, or if someone sends me some content they like me to review and discuss with you. A lot of it lately has been sermons, though, from my divine. In my household, we worship the Holy Trinity. That's Father, His Son, Jesus Christ, and some people call the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost. I was reading some scriptures this morning, drinking my little coffee, so you might hear me sipping every now and then. And the Holy Spirit said, get your phone out. I want you to talk on the topic of igloo. I was like, igloo? Interesting. So the first thing that came to mind was the cooler brand. I think it's called Igloo. That was the first thing, the little styrofoam coolers. That's what came to mind initially. And then he had mentioned to me Nehemiah 7 verse 9. But I'm not sure exactly how that ties into it. So maybe by the end of the sermon, I will figure that out. Or maybe it's just something that somebody that's listening in on my content that's in the world dealing with some sort of stress, it's going to mean something for you. I'm not exactly sure. I just go with the flow. When you survived death multiple times, it gives you a different perspective. And I believe those that have survived death have a greater sensitivity to the divine. As long as you stay close with the divine and you choose things that are of the spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, self-control, long-suffering, as long as you are choosing light activities. I was reading in one of the verses this morning, I think it was in Hebrews 13:11 through 17. Essentially, when you speak His name and when you're obedient to the authorities over you, it could be a lot more peaceful for your life. It could be a lot more joyful for your life. You might have to deal with some temporary stress, as we all do in life, right? However, if you take a step back and have a 10,000 foot view of your circumstances, I can almost guarantee that you can look for the good. You can choose to have compassion towards someone else that's not kind to you, or you can choose to forgive those that have wronged you. Okay, the Holy Spirit wants me to talk about indigenous tribes, Native American tribes. I don't know too much about it other than what they had shared with us in my public school time, and what I had in regards to brief conversations with my hero of 2020, who became my husband last year. He was friends with everybody. He was loving and kind to anybody he met. And so he educated me on some things, and in my schooling growing up, I was born in the late 80s, so junior high, I think, was when we were introduced to kind of the Native American tribes and whatnot, and of course we learned about in homeschool, because our mother homeschooled us until sixth grade, and her standards were high, but back then they didn't have a lot of resources for homeschool materials. They've changed a lot of the laws since my mother initiated getting into homeschool activities, and there's different areas that have, I think, more resources than others. But I remember her having to purchase her own curriculum to teach us. That gave her the freedom to choose what she was going to teach us. With, I think, a lot of parents right now, with what's going on in society and what's being taught in the schools, is very questionable. So that might be a positive thing, but if you're a low income status and or struggling, just barely making it by, maybe single parent family, whatnot, and you're desiring for your children to have the best education possible, but your income doesn't meet even the threshold for, you know, paying your bills, you're breathing through a straw. You might be feeling like stressed with this tight economy since the shutdown of 2020, and you might just be struggling. And our Native American friends, I have friends that had part certain percentages of certain tribes in graduate school. One of my roommates, actually, this just brought to mind, I lived in a quadplex my first year. And what that was essentially we each had our own bedrooms, and we had a sink that we could like wash our, you know, makeup off and wash our hands. But we shared the kitchen area and we shared the bathroom area. And we each had our own external door to our bedroom, and we could lock our bedroom to the kitchen and whatnot. And one of my three other roommates, she was from, I think she was a part of two tribes. I think the Cherokee tribe, and I'm blanking on the other one. And she was stressed. Her father had died a few years before that, and she was paying on student loans, paying payments on student loans that he had taken out for her schooling. And I said, "Your dad died?" And she's like, "Yeah." I said, "I'm so sorry that you lost your dad." And we would go on walks together. We exercised together. We were pretty tight that first year. It was one of my first friends I had met. I haven't talked to her in a while, but I remembered my friend Tara that I had known since junior high. We were in the choir in junior high and high school. And in college, she didn't join the choirs, but we did an outside school gospel choir, and we roomed together. And she was very knowledgeable. Her church members in her church, she was biracial, and some of her church members in the Kojic faith system, which is the Church of God in Christ, I believe it stands for. They had a lot of like godparents that would connect to church members, and they would pay for their schooling, and that's how she got her tuition was paid for by one of her godparents. And she would tell me things, and she said, "Yeah, Erin, there's certain loans that if your parents take it out, if one of your parents died, you're not responsible for the loan that they signed off, even if the loan was for you." So I had remembered a conversation from my undergrad, and I shared that with my roommate in graduate school, and she kept a good order of all of her papers. And she had a binder of all the loan promissory notes and everything. It's very confusing if you have to take student loans out. They do it on purpose. They confuse you on purpose because it's a business. It's a huge business. And owners of anything profit off of, right? If you're lending, if you're loaning people money, you want to get paid for that. That's what most people do. And there's a lot of good things when it comes to student loans, but in this particular situation, she was paying her debt off while paying her dad's debt off while grieving the loss of her father. And she's a part of the Native American tribes. I was like, "I'm pretty sure you could get some of your schooling paid for through that. And I don't think you need to be paying your dad's bills if he's no longer on this earth. That stops when he died, I'm pretty sure." So she called the loan company. And at that time, it was called Sallie Mae. They got bought out by Navient. They do this often. I heard this from my professor, my undergrad, Dr. McConnell. She was my advisor. She told us, she had conversations with us. She said, "It's such a money-making scheme. They buy the names out. They cover it up. They change the trail because it makes it difficult for people to find them, communicate with them, complain to them. Because it's government leaders that have financial interests. But, you know, don't come at me and slice my tires, leaders. All right. I'm trying to do a service to people. And this topic is all about igloo. And I think it just kind of bunny trailed me into our Native American friends. And sure enough, she told me within a day or two, she called and they wiped the debt clean for $10,000. Of her dad's debt that she had been paying. I said, did they back pay you for all the payments you've made? She said, no, but I'm okay with that. Thank you. Thank you for giving me the idea. I wouldn't have even thought of that idea. That's what we do as human beings. If you're a decent human being, and most human beings are, no matter what tribe you come from, no matter what nation you're born into, if you hear someone struggling, if you meet them where they're at in life, if you can help them, that's biblical. And even if you don't believe in the Bible and you have another faith system, there are other faith systems that I imagine, and I can't wait to learn more about other faith systems in the official crowning of my chief spiritual officer position this October. I imagine there are other faith systems that say similar things in their own language, that if you can help someone out in need, do it. If you can help somebody else out that's struggling, that's in pain, whether it be a physical pain, emotional pain, psychological pain, if you have the power within you to help somebody else out, it's going to give you so much back in return, just that satisfaction within you of, wow, I was able to help somebody else out. That's what brings me so much joy in life, because there's many people in my upbringing that demonstrated that to me. Sure, there was a lot of pain. There was chronic abuse in secret for 2 years, but now my memory's starting to open up. I think it extended, I think, at least 4 years. But at the 4 year mark, when I was 7, I started learning how to say no. I started tricking my abuser. I started getting smart about things because my mom's friend started spending more time with us, and she was a protector. And I think she had a very strong intuition, and I believe she was an angel sent from the Holy Spirit to protect me, a physical human being, but I believe angels sent her to guard me, and there are guardians all over the world to protect the vulnerable, and you can choose to join that team. You can choose to be someone that helps out someone else, and I love that I was born in America. I love that I was born in an extremely diverse community. People talk about diversity in the workplace, diversity and da 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 da, but unless you actually live it and grow up in it, I mean, we're talking extreme diversity. And I was blessed to live in a military town, lots of military parents and parents that got us connected into the church. I'm grateful for where I grew up. It was one of the roughest areas in the United States to grow up. There are some places that I'm sure are more rough, like our friends in New York. I heard stories of people getting shanked in the underground bus rides just going to work just because they wore the wrong color that day. I learned about that in junior high. Our colors for our school were American, red, and blue, but we weren't allowed to wear our own school colors because of the gang prevalence in our neighborhood in Spanaway, Washington. The Crips and the Bloods, they didn't let us as junior hires. When I got into junior high, I believe I was 12 years old, so 12 to 14, I had already known about gangs. I had already known all the fights and everything. They had certain rules for us. They treated us like prisoners. We all felt it. We sensed it. And when I came back to become a substitute teacher at the junior high where I was a student, it still was that same spirit of oppression. And it's difficult for things to change because most people stay in the same area where they grow up. Most people don't move away, except for military people. They get the blessing and the curse. I'm sure some of them would say some areas are better than others. And that was what was neat about our town, at least for me, in my perspective. Because most of my friends, when I would go to their houses, most of my friends' parents, their dad was a veteran, or their mom was. My friend Tara, her mom was a veteran, and she was a retired 911 dispatcher. My mom's best friend that was my protector, she was married to a veteran. He was a guest on the show last fall. Tim. And Rebecca was her name. Her mom, she passed away right around the same time she did, but she was, she worked in the front office at the fire station. It was maybe 10 blocks down the road from where I grew up. And I want to say her father was a World War II veteran. I didn't really get to know her father well. They were kind of estranged. But I got to know a lot of her family members because they were really good at building community and doing summer barbecues and whatnot. And her brother Steve, all of us young ladies had, you know, the cute little innocent crushes on her brother. And he had his business. He's a business owner. He went to school to be an architect. I don't think he finished it, but he got into the eco-friendly space overseas and moved across the country and was an hour away from one of my friends in grad school. And he and his wife, he met his wife late in life. It was such a beautiful love story. I love romantic stories. I do. And normally he would sleep on the airplane because he would be going, I think it was in Malaysia, was where his one of his businesses was. And she just happened to be sitting next to him. And so a gorgeous lady and struck up a conversation. They talked the whole flight and they fell in love and they got married. And then she was a professor in a university in Eastern Washington. I forget exactly where. She got a promotion. She got an opportunity to, I think, run a department. I forget the story, but real beautiful couple. And they moved across the nation to Boston area. And when my office mate, Z, from graduate school, she was from Chongqing, China, she got hired at a very small school, Merrimack College. I'm not sure if she's still there or not. I haven't chatted with her in a minute. I need to catch up with her. But I flew my partner at the time before we got married, my first husband. I wanted to surprise him because we loved to travel, but like we were broke. The economy sucked. And so I negotiated with my friend and we slept on her floor. And then we visited my Uncle Steve, who's, you know, honorary uncle. And these are people that helped raise me, helped to protect me, and look out for me. And you might have family members or friends that you're thinking about as I talk about this. You might have a quote-unquote Uncle Steve or an Auntie Rebecca in your life that are people that look out for you or your children or your grandchildren. We are all interconnected. We are so interconnected. People talk about, oh, America this, America that, and let's make America great again. And yes, let's make America great again. I believe in that 100%. But when we started getting into commerce and you start working with other countries and you start opening up the internet and all kinds of things, that makes it a global thing. So you need to be thinking about, okay, we're not just about our own nation. We're about other nations, but you should have a sense of, I don't want to say pride because we're not supposed to be prideful, but you should have a sense of like joy, satisfaction of where you've come from. A knowledge base, a history base of your nation that you were blessed to be born in. And if you hate your nation because there's so much destruction in your nation, you're being disrespected from people in your nation, whatever, you can change nationalities. That's the beauty of not being a tree, as Jim Rohn would say. It's way more difficult, though, for people of lower socioeconomic status. It's way more difficult for our people, our friends that are of Native American tribes. We took over. Like, all of these, like, white Caucasian Americans, they get so upset about all these other races and nationalities coming into our borders. But we did the same thing to our Native Americans. We brought diseases. Like, I learned about this in school. So you need to be thinking about, okay, if we brought diseases to this country because we came from Europe, well, where were we at before that? Well, there's some theories out there that we were all one big piece of land before the earthquakes happened. There's a lot of theories out there. I don't know what the truth is, but what I do know is that the Father above knows, and He designed all of us in His image. No matter what you look like, no matter what your DNA says you're from, I believe in the entire Bible, the Old Testament and the New Testament, and I'm also learning that there are canons, which are just a fancy term for a book, that religious leaders over time had removed because they prayed and they decided together that for this next generation, we don't want them to know about that. So they removed that. But the Dead Sea Scrolls are the original canons of the Bible in the original language that it was written. Because we all, at one point, spoke one language before the Tower of Babel separated all of us. Now, you might not believe in that. There are many people that will choose to not believe. You can't ask why are people not believing? Why? You can, but that would waste a lot of your energy and time and space. What you can do instead, I loved, Jim Rohn is coming to mind right now. Listen to his audios on YouTube if you haven't yet. Great public speaker. He would infuse biblical tenets, and he used a lot of like the farmer analogies, because that's what Jesus Christ used when he would give parables. He would share parables to people because he wouldn't say the straight thing, because he was from the Father, and the Father doesn't desire for people that are not going to be choosing to be kind to other people, to allow him into the kingdom when they die. You get to choose what you're known by on your death day, by your choices. You get to choose how people will speak about you at your funeral. Do you want people to say that you were abducting children in private and torturing and sacrificing and drinking their blood? Gross. There's a lot of rich people right now that are doing that. They've been doing it. It's not a secret. We all found out about it in 2020. And we were reminded, those of us that know the Word and have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit and His Father, He reveals things to us. It's a knowing. It's a knowing within our being. And we have a hope that surpasses all understanding, which is life after this physical earth, this finite life on earth. It's our eternity. So you might be upset that there's people in massive quantities crossing the border from Mexico into America. And I understand your frustration. I also understand what it's like to be in my own nation being forced into homelessness from rich people in 2020 in the middle of the pandemic in a state that wasn't my residency because a veteran took advantage of my vulnerabilities in the middle of a domestic violence situation, lied to me, convinced me to move to an area away from my family, isolated me completely from my friends, from my community members, from business associates. Didn't tell me that there was taxes on my vehicle, so I couldn't afford to get my license changed over because they wouldn't let me get my driver's license without changing my registration because there was a high tax from rich people in the state of Georgia. I tried multiple times. They forced me to pay for proof of my name change from my divorce to my first husband. I had to pay. I had to reach out to where I got married in Las Vegas. Men have disrespected me greatly in my own nation. I was refused domestic violence help when I reached out to a non-911 emergency number in the middle of the pandemic, and they erased my phone call when I asked for mental health welfare check of this man that had started to act out the plans of killing his own mother. And they erased the record of the phone call, and they put fake mental health diagnoses in my medical record. Over 1,050 people were involved in trying to destroy me in my own nation because they sacrifice, abduct, and torture children in private, and many were outside of the nation. They used first responders, their power and influence. I know it because the first time they came to the house after a top security man had come from President Biden to my home and promised me 2 days of security detail protections, he told me a lot of information, government secrets that he shouldn't have said because he had loose lips and he was brand new in his role. And he told me that his team uses the sheriffs. And then he realized that he leaked too much information to me on accident because I didn't know that they had planned for this whole thing since 2018 to destroy my life because I represent the truth. I'm a survivor of child abuse and I was just sharing my story to help people with depression. I didn't know that they created this global mental health ambassadorship contest, but right at that time, I found out I was in the nomination after leaning into this calling from the Holy Spirit above. And that man that came to my house, he had his team break in and pull evidence away to cover up the trail that he was at the house. He paid my landlord to steal the paperwork, and then they had her killed recently. In my own nation. How do I know that? Because the second time the sheriff first came and told me I was paranoid, he refused to come in the house. They refused to check the downstairs at all. I got business cards of every single sheriff because I knew that shady business was going on because the Holy Spirit reveals things to me, gives me visions of the future. I have the gift of prophecy. And the Holy Spirit protected me with angels slowing down time. You might be frustrated that there's a bunch of Mexicans coming over the border, but you should be frustrated at the fact that people are taking advantage of their power and influence of women in your own nation. The second time that officer came to the house, I reminded him in front of my landlord, "It's been 2 hours. Have you checked on PJ Flynn? Have you went to his house?" Because he lived 15 minutes away from me, the man that planned and started acting out the plan to kill his own mother. The Holy Spirit told me to just now to say his name out loud. And that officer said no, because the man that came to my house was so embarrassed that he had asked me to suck his penis when he's a married man, because many people were trying to destroy my reputation. And I had to perform a sexual service to the top security man because the police in that area erased my phone call for help. There have been a lot of first responders that have fucked up. But I chose to forgive my abuser. I chose to forgive the man that came to my house. I've given him many opportunities to come clean about it. Because he wasn't the only person involved. I know he was assigned from the leader in power. The government leaders in power that run our nation, that are practicing the satanic sacrificing of children in my own nation. But it's not just in our nation, it's all over the world. Go watch the Sound of Freedom movie. I haven't seen it yet, but I can't wait to watch it. I've been dealing with for the last 2 weeks a car accident. People are being lazy and they're not taking care of business. So they're going to be writing a big check because I was hit by a lady going 75 to 80 miles an hour and the Holy Spirit protected me and kept me alive. But he also whispered in my spirit that I have a couple broken vertebrae and I was thinking that today was my doctor's appointment. Nope, it's not even for another week, 3 weeks. But I'm not comfortable going to the emergency room. Why? Because they graduated doctors early in 2020. And in 2020, while I was stuck in Georgia, when I don't live there, I wasn't supposed to live there, but I was dealing with a domestic violence situation with a family member. Yeah, I was dealing with a lot when the shutdown happened, and I was going to come back. I was going to come back, but doctors refused to test my roommates. After 4 or 5 days of flu-like symptoms, they laughed in their face and said, "There's no way you could have COVID. You're not 85. I've had to deal with a lot of ridiculous medical professionals and professionals in our government, in my own nation, and they're covering up their trail. They're erasing history. But I choose to forgive. I choose to love. And I choose to be discreet because my faith system, the Lord above all lords, is in charge of it all. And he assigned me this global mental health ambassador position. That's why these people that practice this satanic worship of the enemy. They're not as powerful as the Lord above all lords. And he protects me with guardian warriors from all over the world and angels. He already told me I have over 1,250,000 angels that guard me. And he proved it to me when that woman hit my car. Because we have barely any damage to both our vehicles. I spun in a full 1.5 revolutions, and all of the cars that drove past were in the wrong lane, and I didn't hit anything, and nobody hit me. Yes, my back hurts, and I'm waiting for a doctor's appointment, but I didn't just twiddle my thumbs. While I was there, I was an hour away from where a female officer had been killed for protecting, I believe, a woman in a domestic violence situation, but the articles didn't specify if it was a woman or a man. She stepped in the middle of a dispute, a domestic dispute, and tried to follow the laws of using an electronic weapon, and it didn't work on the person, and they shot her and killed her. The Holy Spirit loves me, protects me, and uses me, so I asked, how can I be of service in this area while I'm dealing with people that are being ridiculous, lazy, and not helping me in one of the richest small towns in America? I reached out to 7 churches and none of them helped me. One of them, the only one that answered the phone and somewhat offered help, had a $10 million renovation to their church and they had zero help for another minister in need asking for emergency housing assistance in my own nation. That is how bad our economy is right now. That is how bad the world is right now. People are forced to isolate in 2020. They are dealing with so much mental crisis that they don't know how to solve their own issues. But I decided that I was going to write a song for the fallen officer. Something told me, the Holy Spirit told me, you're going to write a song. I'm going to gift it to you. And I reached out to my mom, who was the spiritual matriarch of our family. My grandmother was before she passed. And now my mother's taken over that role and her sister-in-law. And They've been singing together for a long time, and my mom never wrote a song ever. And my mom and I got to write a song together. She didn't believe me. She didn't think she had the skills. I said, Mom, you don't have to have the skills. You got the knowledge on the spiritual side. I respect you, Mom. We need to do this for them, for this community that lost a mother, a stepmother, a police officer. She started the youth program, 20 years of service, and they killed her. In a hospital. In America. We are struggling, and the media is bought out from this Illuminati group. But that's okay. That's okay, because the Lord above all lords is handling business in his perfect timing. And come October, I will be crowned the first ever global mental health ambassador, chief spiritual officer of America. That's two roles. $1 million salary, U.S. dollars, for my chief spiritual officer position. 100 million from each major nation they'll be donating to Erin Nicole Ministries. My husband and I, we've been forced to be separate for 14 months, over 14 months since Easter Sunday of 2022. And as I record this, it is, I believe, July 21st. Yes, Friday, July 21st, 2023. And they threatened my former friend of 7 years that was my business partner, because they've used all of their power to turn our nation into a communist society. But it's nothing new. They've been doing it since the 50s when they planned this whole thing out, because the enemy has been given domain of the earth. But the Lord above all lords decides what he is allowed and not allowed to do. And you have to speak aloud. You have to speak it aloud. What the enemy is allowed and not allowed to do. You have to speak your faith out loud and say, Father, I know you've given me a sound mind. I know you've not given me a spirit of fear, but of love. I know that when I'm obedient to you, when I choose to be kind to others, Father, that you bless me. It might not be in this situation, it might not be in this time frame, but I know that as I do good to others, you do good to me, as I am not afraid to speak the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, and demonstrate a life behavior choice of being as close to him as possible, being like how he lived on this earth. That means that you have to be last, not first. That means that you can't focus on buying the latest cars and the biggest houses. If you do have those things and you like those nice things, then you need to be generous with other people and teach them how they can do it too. There's nothing wrong with having nice things, but when that is your main priority and focus, and you are training people up online to obsess about physical items. Thou shalt not covet. That's one of the Ten Commandments. If you follow the Ten Commandments, you're going to have a good life. That's why he released it through Moses. But even then, he was like, no, people aren't getting it. So when Jesus came on the earth, they asked him, what of all the ten, what are the most important? And he simplified it. Love. Love the Father above with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as deeply as you love yourself. I'm rephrasing it in a language that makes sense to me. You got to do it with what makes sense to you, and then you got to get spiritual advisors to double check, to make sure and keep you accountable. Iron sharpens iron. I'm blessed that I was born in America. I'm blessed that we have all the freedoms that we have because of all the veterans and all the first responders that keep our nation protected. But there are a lot of people that have been bought out from this evil satanic group, and I'm calling you out because the Holy Spirit reveals people's names to me. Okay, the Holy Spirit said the Prime Minister of Israel is involved in the Illuminati, so now you know. People will handle business. The Prime Minister of Israel that was a guest on my pastor's church service, I think a few weeks ago, he is involved in the abducting and sacrificing and torturing of children. There are many other leaders that I will be revealing as the Holy Spirit allows me to. That means that I need those of you warriors, men and women, they, them, there, that protect children at all costs, that do not desire to be associated with the sacrificing of children, 6 million children. And actually, the Holy Spirit told me yesterday, since I've been sharing the truth and since the movie has been so successful, they've upped the ante. It was $6,600,000 per child starting price. They raised it. It's now $8 million a year. $2 million per quarter they're abducting. And they raised the starting price to $2 million because it's now more difficult for them because there's so much attention on their organization. It's going to get worse until we get enough of their leaders and they start to become afraid, because every organization needs a good leader to provide directions. And the Holy Spirit decided that I am one of those leaders that is good and reveals things to me. It doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense to me, but His ways are not our ways. And they do things in private and secret, and they cover each other's trail. And if anybody is pushed out and is found out, and there's evidence that proves that they are a part of the organization, they ostracize that person. That is the pact that they sign to protect the group. It is a cult. Okay, the Holy Spirit said, say the Olsen twins from Full House. The Olsen twins are involved in the Illuminati group. There's no going back now. That means I need you to step up. If you are listening in and you don't want to be associated with this group, you need to understand that as I speak out loud, I'm putting myself at risk. But I'm not afraid to die. You have to get that confident in where you're going after your life on this earth. We are in the end times, people. Whether you want to believe it or not, listen to Minister Joyce Meyer. I can't wait to buy her husband's book. She just, I was listening yesterday. She just did a little promo for his book. Let's see, what's the title, Father? If I wrote it down. Freedom is Costly, but Priceless by Dave Meyer. I'm going to buy it once people start paying me for this car accident business, and once people pay me all the money they owe me for all the emotional damages of torture for the last 3 years. I'm going to buy the book. I had to pay my rent when I was stuck in this rich city, because rich insurance companies, even though I'm fully insured and the lady at fault fully insured, and she admitted 100% fault, and I have a voicemail proving it, their job, insurance companies' job, is to keep their money. My oldest brother's, one of his best friends from high school, is an insurance adjuster. My brother did part-time work for him, and he told him exactly what their job is. They have lawyers, specifically, that keep their money in-house. And in the last 12 months, the company at fault, they've grown 10%, $10 billion, I believe, in 12 months. So they're going to pay me a lot of money if my back is broken, especially, and for practically forcing me into homelessness. Imagine how humbling it was for me to reach out to 7 churches in a rich town, one of the richest towns, and they didn't have any homeless services or emergency housing for a minister. But I didn't choose to be angry at that town. They were grieving. It was an hour away from where the fallen officer had died. The tow truck driver helped me. He was willing to provide me housing. He offered me shelter so I didn't have to pay the money. But right on that day that he was going to pick me up, this is a stranger. I didn't know this man. Now, I know the people that look out for me, listen in on my tech, didn't want me going to a strange man's house. So they rushed. They reached out, I'm sure, and made sure this thing started getting sped up. And I prayed with my mother. And in the middle of the phone call, prayer with my mother across the country, speaking out loud, affirmative prayers, thanking the Father in his perfect timing that my car situation would be handled, that I would be provided a rental vehicle, because my insurance company was telling me that I didn't have rental car coverage. All kinds of cheap things. They've hacked in. They've changed my insurance coverages. I've had to deal with so many assholes the last 3 years. They're going to pay a lot of money. I can't wait for October's meeting. I can't wait. I can't wait because anybody that's potentially involved in this Illuminati group, they won't be able to be around me. Think about that. They will not be able to be around me without me knowing. That's why they're so terrified of me getting into this position. Because they want ignorant people to have positions of authority so that they can keep doing their dark, dirty business. 8 million children are going to be abducted. That's what the Holy Spirit revealed to me. In the next year, they're charging $2 million per child minimum. It's a sick industry. That's a dark industry that the rich of the rich, they get so bored with all their money. They do it. They choose to do it. And one of the verses this morning that the Holy Spirit had reminded me of is James 5, chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. So I'm going to turn there because I'm believing that the Holy Spirit reminded me of these verses. I think to give you the truth, to read it out loud. Now, I'm reading from the NIV translation, as New International Translation. Some people don't like it, but it's what my parents gave me. So it says to honor thy father and mother. And I like it. I've had a lot of things underlined in it, and I've had it for a long time. So I like other Bibles too. You can read from whatever translation you prefer. James chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. Now listen, you rich people. Weep and wail because of the misery that is coming upon you. Your wealth has rotted, and moths have eaten your clothes. Your gold and silver are corroded. Their corrosion will testify against you and eat your flesh like fire. You have hoarded wealth in the last days. Look, the wages you failed to pay the workmen who mowed your fields are crying out against you. The cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord Almighty. You have lived on earth in luxury and self-indulgence. You have fattened yourselves in the day of slaughter. You have condemned and murdered innocent men who were not opposing you. Be patient then, brothers, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, and how patient he is for the autumn and spring rains. You too, be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near. Don't grumble against each other, brothers, or you will be judged. The judge is standing at the door. Brothers, as an example of patience in the face of suffering, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. As you know, we consider blessed those who have persevered. You have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought out. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. Okay, the Holy Spirit wants me to read the 12th verse. Above all, my brothers, do not swear, not by heaven, or by earth, or by anything else. Let your yes be yes, and your no, no, or you will be condemned. Okay, the Holy Spirit said, say his name, Chris, the former private chef of Tony Robbins. Flaked on me twice, could have helped me. chose not to. He's no longer in the circle. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. That was the person that promised me he would get me a fundraising thing over a year ago. Promised me he would reach out to all these celebrities that he was connected to. One of them does the lighting for Justin Timberlake's concerts. Yeah. He talked a good game, and then he did it again earlier this year. Former minister of 7 years. Encouraged me to share my testimony. He actually did coach me over the phone. Told me exactly what I needed to have. A 20-minute sermon. 30% this, 30% that, 30% that. And then a week later, he pretended like he didn't know me. Because there have been so many people that have been illegally hacking in on my phone calls, my business deals, my associations, and purposely telling people that I'm suicidal and not to help me, because it's a big deal to be crowned the first ever in history global mental health ambassador and first ever chief spiritual officer of America. And these people are jealous. They want the title, but the Lord above all lords assigned it to me. And Chris made a decision to not help me and pretend like he didn't know me. And I called him out on his bullshit. I said, listen here. This woman has paid the top security man for President Biden to have me killed. Now, either you were a minister for 7 years and you're going to help me, or you're a flake. Which is it? He quickly released her information, her address, and everything to me. She no longer walks this earth. I had to tell him we're going to prosecute everyone involved to the fullest extent of the law. There have been so many people that have could have helped me, help so many people in the world that have been struggling with depression, and they chose not to because they're hoarding their money. You can't take any of that money with you. I told him, I said, I have 3 spirit personas in my being that the Holy Spirit revealed to me. One of them is Mother Teresa. One of them is Joan of Arc. And one of them is Gandhi. Piece of Gandhi, not his inappropriate stuff with young ladies. Mother Teresa, obviously, helping serve the poor. Joan of Arc, not afraid to be burned at the stake for what I believe in. I shared that with him on that call. It was about an hour phone call, and people illegally listened in on that phone call and then reached out to him and told him, don't help Aaron. And he chose to not help me. So he made his decision. We are in the end times. There will be many people that say they are ministers, many false prophets. You need to inspect what you expect. He has a chance. Now, as I'm recording this, people are going to be listening in and they're going to reach out to him. They're going to say, you better fix this fuck up. Otherwise, yeah, my husband, trained assassin. For Team Trump, one of the top guys. Don't mess with me. Don't mess with me. My husband is a man of peace. But he was trained. He was trained to kill people for a living, for our nation. Yeah. He was one of the top guys that all other people learn from in our nation to protect and keep our borders from getting taken over by other nations. And he is so fed up with all of these people in power right now that are on purpose taking financial cuts and stealing from the poor and selling our information overseas. So there's going to be a lot of changes when I'm put into office in October. Now it says in verse 12 to not swear. I don't think that means curse words, but I don't know. I'm going to have to ask my pastor, Joel. What's the interpretation of this? I think it means to follow through with your words. To say what you mean to say. And do what you mean. That's what my father always would say. Say what you mean and mean what you say. I can't wait for October's meeting. Igloo. Igloo's the topic of the sermon. And I love how the Holy Spirit bunny trails me everywhere because we are all interconnected. All of us are. And if we respect ourselves deeply, we won't allow people to disrespect us. I've spoken up against people that were being racially profiled in my own nation last year, and they covered it up, and they forced me on mental health leave because the same evil group that sacrifices and tortures 8 million children a year, they reached out to the C-level executives of my company, my day job, and told them that I was suicidal, and told them, just force her on mental health leave, because they knew that that business was backed by $500 billion financial entity, and their plant from the Democratic Party, that's no longer in my circle at all, Bill Dolan, tried to get me connected to them so that he could get a business opportunity for his deal. All of these rich people have tried to use me, but nobody moving forward is going to use me without paying a lot of money. My husband will make sure of it. So make sure you inspect what you expect. The Holy Spirit told me to keep my enemies close. I recommend you do the same. We live in a fallen world. We live in a fallen world, but we get to choose if we're going to be fallen or if we're going to be salt and stand out and be different and choose to love our enemies, choose to forgive those that have been accepting payment. I'm going to forgive the man that came to my house that forced me to suck his penis for protections. Yeah, and I'm not going to say his name out loud because in my faith system, it talks about in Proverbs. Father, where does it say in Proverbs 13:4? He's saying 13:4. Okay, I'm going to go to Proverbs 13:4. Okay, that's not exactly what I was thinking for, but it's a good verse. The sluggard craves and gets nothing, but the desires of the diligent are fully satisfied. I've been diligent. I've been consistently working hard my whole life since I was 9 years old. I had two jobs. But what I found in the last 3 years almost, this October would be 3 full years, the rich, they just steal from the poor. It's nothing new. That's what the woman that had conned her way onto my team that no longer walks this earth. That's what she told me when she pretended for over a year that she was a minister. We are in the end times, people. You can allow people to take advantage of you, or you can raise your standards and speak up. I love Tony Robbins and the content that I learned from him online. And one of the things he said, and I've heard other people say as well, but I think I heard it first from him, so I'll give him the street cred. He said, people will treat you how you allow them to treat you. When I first got protections in 2020, they were analyzing me and I was being heavily tested by my hero of 2020. He said all kinds of rude things to me. They were trying to get me upset to see what would set me off because they were so impressed with me. They were so impressed with me because of this contest. They wanted to see if I really was the winner. And I was, and they all knew it, and they decided it in 2020, but they had to make it look so believable for the rest of everybody else to have a fair chance at being a part of this contest. But when the Lord assigns you something, nobody can steal it from you, even if you get off course. Nobody can distract you from the destiny that the Lord above all lords has planned for you. So you have to stay in the promises that he gives to you and speak to him regularly every day. I communicate, I pray with my Father all the time in every single activity. I didn't always do that, but after I had a hit put on my life, it changed my perspective on being grateful for being alive every single day. I am so grateful for all the veterans and the first responders that stepped up to protect me in 2020. And yeah, sure, some of them got bought out. Everybody's got a price. That's what my hero trained me. He trained me the best. And that's why I married him last year. And they tried to destroy my love. They tried to destroy our relationship because that's what they do. They're from the enemy, these people, this Illuminati group that sacrificed children. What does the enemy do? He loves to kill, steal, and destroy. And the enemy loves to destroy families. So you have to be on guard. You have to work extra hard and protect your family at all costs. And have private conversations with your family away from these spyware devices. I can't wait to be reunited with my husband, my hero of 2020. It's a love romance thriller. And it's real life. And I was looking up the other day the most popular categories for books and movies. And the best sellers for audiobooks are thrillers. And the best sellers for physical books are romance novels. And I thought, wow, the Father above loves me so deeply that He allowed me to experience all of the pains of the last 3 years. This October will be 3 full years since I entered this contest for the Global Mental Health Ambassadorship. And I wrote my autobiography the first 36 years of my life earlier this year in my quiet season. And the categories. I don't have an audiobook yet, but I imagine we will add that as a secondary thing. It's a thriller. But it's also a romantic story. And the Father designed it, allowed me to have my own thriller in the largest Christian television network organization in the world, TBN. They want exclusive rights to my story. And the Father above loves me deeply. That he told me that Tony Robbins is going to pay for it. Now, I don't know if Tony Robbins knows this yet, but I'm sure as people listen in on my tech, they're going to reach out to him. Now, I gave Chris the opportunity to set up the meeting. And I wrote it in affirmative language when I texted him. So he has the opportunity to fix his fuck-ups. And if he chooses not to, then he is on purpose blocking the plans of the Lord. And the Lord will deal with him, not me. When you're assigned something, and you are the only one that's assigned it in the world, out of 7.9 billion people, and there are a lot of people in the mental health space, and it's a first in history position, expect that there will be a lot of competitors that will want the title but will not want to do the work. Thou shalt not want. Psalms 42, I believe. Let's look it up. I believe it's Psalms 42. I was just there. What happened? I love how the Holy Spirit guides my thoughts. As a deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food day and night. While men say to me all day long, where is your God? These things I remember as I pour out my soul. How I used to go with the multitude leading the procession to the house of God with shouts of joy and thanksgiving among the festive throng. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. My soul is downcast within me. Therefore, I will remember you from the land of the Jordan, the heights of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep in the roar of your waterfalls. All your waves and breakers have swept over me. By day, the Lord directs his love. At night, his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? My bones suffer mortal agony, as my foes taunt me, saying to me all day long, where is your God? Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. And that wasn't exactly the one that I was thinking of, but that's a good one. That's a really good one. We're not supposed to covet. We're not supposed to desire what other people have. However, if you're put in a position of authority, you can be a role model to the subjects in your care, to your patients, students, soldiers, airmen, seamen, subordinates, children. You could do something if you choose love, if you choose to be kind to others. You could lead them into spreading more kindness around the world and in their community. That's what so many leaders, from my parents to some of my favorite teachers in school and college and graduate school and bosses. There were so many great leaders, community members, family friends, uncles, aunts. Of course there was bad people in my life, but you get to choose what you're going to focus on and glean from and apply to your own life. There was racism in my own organization the first time I had hired people, because the woman that had conned her way onto my team with a PhD in ministry, divinity, I should say, and she was racist against people of India. She had a spirit of division because she worshipped Satan, but she's no longer on this earth anymore. The Holy Spirit told me that she would be made an example to Hollywood and all of the famous people, that everyone would pretend like they didn't know her, because she embarrassed our nation by her choices. When she was stressed in the economy, in the changeover of president and president. So you need to make sure that you pay attention to what's most important in life. And a lot of people that are rich are going to have a very difficult time when the internet gets shut down in November and you don't have access to your bank accounts. And a lot of crime rates will go up. A lot of violence will go up. It's already going up. Have you noticed there's cameras in all stores recording you? They've known. They've planned for this so they can prosecute people. There is a hope that surpasses all understanding. And that hope is in Jesus Christ. If you desire to know this Father that I know and have a personal relationship with him, where he speaks to you and he helps to guide your life and protects you when people try to have you killed or maybe less severe situations, you can have a personal relationship with him. It's free. You can't buy it. Back in the day, the churches way back in the day, they used to charge people for it because they were lying to people. There's been all kinds of changes in our religious history, but Jesus has stayed true through the years. It's what we use for his birth and death. It's how we use on our calendars. Love is the most powerful force in the world, and that's what he chose to live. A life of love. So I encourage you, if you desire to have a personal relationship with him and with the Father and the Holy Spirit, to repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this gift of salvation. I cannot buy it, and there's nothing I could do to earn it. It's a gift you give to me freely. Thank you. I ask for this gift of salvation. I ask that you come into my heart and reveal to me when I make mistakes, Father, so that I can correct my wrongs and be better every day, to be a more loving, kind human to others. Thank you for this gift, Father. I receive it. I also thank you for putting a hedge of protection over my mind, over my family, and over my associations. For the enemy is real, as are you, but you're more powerful than the enemy. Thank you, Father. In your heavenly name I pray. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we want to welcome you to the family. We encourage you at our nonprofit arm for veterans and first responders, Aaron Nicole Ministries, to get plugged in to a Bible-based church. Keep God first place. And we can't accept any tithes or donations at this time. We don't expect anything, but if my story has nudged your spirit and you desire to help my family right now, I ask that you pray for us. Pray for healing for my back. Pray for safety for my husband and for all of his associations, because they are warriors protecting against the abductions of children around the world. They are not in support of the sacrificing of children. Anyone that tries to tell you that my husband is bad is associated with that group or has been lied to from that group. So please pray for discernment in our leadership, because there are many people involved, high-ranking officers in our nation and all around the world, because evil is everywhere, but so is good and light. So I ask that you pray for protection for my family. Once we have that contract signed in October, my nation will respect me as the asset that I am, because I'm extremely valuable around the whole world. And I could choose whatever nation I want to be a part of, wherever I want to live. I know major nations would pay a lot of money to have my spiritual gifts. But I love America. I haven't gotten to travel to many countries. I was in the Caribbean in college. I went on a trip with my friend's family. I went on a mission trip to Mexico, went to Canada. But besides that, we flew to Puerto Rico for our cruise. And that's an American-owned area now. I can't wait to travel to more places. I told my hero that in 2020. I said it would be so neat to be able to be a missionary like my grandma started doing in her last few years of life in retirement. She never imagined she would become a missionary. She was a retired nurse, but her pastor said, "Have you thought about getting into ministry?" And so she did. She started going to different countries and using her medical things, and I don't think she did too much on the medical side. I think it was mostly spiritual, but I said, how neat would that be? I don't even know how to get started with it. And he gifted it to me in my own nation. So next year we're going to be filming road trip missions. And the Holy Spirit told me that ABC is going to be the network that pays us and airs the show. I can't wait. I can't wait to be a role model in my own nation and around the world, like Mother Teresa. But I'm Erin Nicole. And you could do that too. You could make a name for yourself if you decide to. Ask the Lord above. Ask him, what is it? What's my life mission, Father? What is it that you've assigned for me? And then be quiet and listen. And then that's how you backwards plan your 10-year plan, your 5-year plan, excuse me, your 1-year plan, your monthly plan, your weekly plans, and your daily plans. And then you learn to go with the flow and realize that even if you make plans, he might change them completely. I can't wait to be reunited with my husband. I've started to do my own mission trips where the Holy Spirit just tells me what to type in on my map and then I just go on the weekends. But I had to put that on pause right now because of this car accident situation, and they've prevented me from making money in my day job. So I'm believing that there's going to be a big check written. They're going to cover all my medical bills. These big rich insurance companies are going to be generous. They're going to pay for a brand new vehicle for me. Pay for a 1 year of gas because I'm going to give them the opportunity to not be sued. And I'm believing for that. I'm believing they're going to take care of business. Treat me like the asset that I am to our nation. So that I have a safe vehicle that I can transport myself and my husband when we're reunited next year for filming road trip missions where we feed the homeless, where we help people in need, pray for people, and tour around the U.S. and show people on video the great parts of America that people in the world might not know about. And even people in America might not know about, to bring some hope back to our nation and to help make America great again. I can't wait. I can't wait for October's meeting. Oh my goodness. So please pray for my family. And if you feel so inclined and you want to reach out to the top level leaders in your nation, let them know, hey, we want to hire, or not hire, but you want to vote for Aaron. Well, yeah, you can hire me too, but not until after October. And you reach out to my husband for business deals. But no, you could vote for me. That would mean the world to me. Just tell him. Just say, hey, I want to vote for Aaron Nicole, Global Mental Health Ambassador and Chief Spiritual Officer of the United States. I want them to hear from so many people that they get annoyed and they finally are like, fine, just give it to her because she's not going to stop asking people. And that's what I hope. So I don't desire to be an annoyance, but the Father above designed me to be persistent. And I'm persuasive. And he assigned this position to me. So I want them to know from a lot of people, not just from Aaron Nicole, that you all desired as well. That would mean the world to me if I've added value to you. Thanks, guys. Don't forget to tell someone you love them today. And we'll see you next time.